welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show. We're just back from the 8th annual WOA International Music Festival and India tour in association with VH1. And it was awesome. It was just fantastic. Some amazing artists joined me on stage, and we've just released the closing ceremony press release and a video on YouTube, which has special moments from the India tour, snapshots from there. So please do go to WOARecords.com or go to the Facebook page, just facebook.com/WOA International, and have a look at all the wonderful stuff from the India tour this year. All the artists, the photos, videos, TV ads, and there's more coming up. Don't forget to check that out. Well, today's a very special show. I've had a hiatus for 2 weeks, so we're back to the WOA FM 99 radio show. And I've got a very special guest joining me. It's none other than Conway Seavey, the artist from Alaska that I've been playing a lot on my radio show with his song Wrong, which is one of my new favorite songs. Sounds just like Jason Mraz. And we have some great artists on the show today. Some new tracks that you can get to know these beautiful artists, these beautiful independent acts. Born, a band from Barcelona, with your song called So Sweet, which features clippings or telephone messages by their fans from Russia and other parts. It's quite a cool concept, very nice song. Then we, of course, we have Conway Seavey with his song Wrong, because we're featuring him on the show today. Then we've got a band called Passing Sirens from the UK. The name of the song is Eyes. This is more a modern rock kind of track, alternative rock maybe. And then, of course, we have Remy Basu, one of our new artists that we've just signed up to our booking agency roster. And Remy's going to be joining us next year on the WOA International Music Festival in association with VH1. So now this song is a very Bollywood song, not the usual kind of music we play on the show. We did want to play this music for you to get a feel of some of the other genres that we promote. Besides Remy Basu, we also have a new artist called Ramil Ganju. Very unique name, and the song is called Somewhere in Between. Very cool song. I think you're gonna really like. Very chilled out kind of pop feel. Well, and that's Ramil Ganju, who's ending the show. And please don't forget to go check out all the amazing footage from the 8th annual WOA International Music Festival in association with VH1. And just a quick note, next year we're gonna have some amazing acts joining us on the tour, including some of our past headline artists like Nagma from Costa Rica and possibly Laura Ainsworth coming back from Texas. So all these amazing artists are going to be joining us. So stay tuned for more information. Oliver Sean signing out.
Shine goes away, still I'm looking for There's a million options in this world. Sometimes it's hard to choose. It seems so silly that it's left to us. But then again, what have we got to lose? Oh no, it comes another decision. And I don't really want to second guess my worth out of position. It's cool, but it's not cruel how it's taught. Here's some insomnia, some insomnia, full thought. Yeah, once upon a time, all the people thought color was a good enough a reason not to love one another. Now we're past that fast track, round and round the haystack. We're just human, so inevitably we come back.
If nothing is wrong, then something ain't right. Don't try to sugarcoat it, babe, it's black and white. If nothing is wrong, then something ain't right. All you can do is choose to love or to fight.
Guess what I'm saying is we've all gotta wait to turn something made for love into something we use for hate. Look at all the evidence stacked up, yeah, hi. Been a while since I've seen the truth. Oh, hey, hi, where you been? We were just doing nothing. Who are really fooling when we sit here blushing? I lit the fire, I wrote a magnet, I stood it up when it was getting stagnant. But then I go and break it into little bit of fragments. Guess it's just a habit. Was autocorrect when you really need to have
it. Nothing is wrong, then something ain't right. Don't try to sugarcoat it, babe, it's black and white. If nothing is wrong, then something ain't right. All you can do is choose to love or to fight.
Run my finger slowly around the self-destruct button. Like Adam Levine in The Voice when he thinks he hears something. As if he hasn't made his mind up yet. It's just some conflict to put the family on edge. Do you see what I'm seeing every day? Do you hear what I'm saying when I say yeah?
If nothing is wrong, then something ain't right. Don't try to sugarcoat it, babe, it's black and white. If nothing is wrong, then something ain't right. All you can do is choose to love or to fight.
People spend their lives just stirring up drama. Maybe it's over a war, maybe it's just a comma. Whatever it is, we eat it up eagerly. Don't even worry about the crumbs we leave. Check your friend's reaction when you do something stupid. Either be perfect or be replaced by a new kid. Newsflash, you passed every opportunity to be accepted in this unbiased community. Oh, it's not your fault, nobody to blame. Superhuman nature, let me tell you.
Nothing is wrong, then something ain't right. Don't try to sugarcoat it, babe, it's black and white. If nothing is wrong, then something ain't right. All you can do is choose. If nothing is wrong, then something ain't right. Don't try to sugarcoat it, babe, it's black and white. If nothing is wrong, then something ain't right. All you can do is choose to love or to fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we told you we're going to get you a very special artist. This is one of my new favorite acts all the way from America. I think he's better than Jason Mraz. It's none other than Conway Seavey. Hey, Conway, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. It's good to be here.
Can you say hello to all your fans, your new fans in India and Dubai?
Hello, all my new fans. How's it going, everybody?
Okay, I can see your line now.
Just because I can't see them.
Okay, good. All right, Conway, all we know about you, right, is this beautiful song called Wrong. And it's the wrong song. That's what we call it now. We call it the wrong song. So you gotta tell us more about Conway. Who is Conway Seavey? It's a fantastic name. It's a very unique name. Great song. So tell us all about Conway Seavey.
Okay, first of all, that name has caused more issues than I think any other part of my career.
Okay.
Like, oh, did you send the song? Oh, yeah, no, I sent the wrong one. No, it's been so frustrating. So next time I'm just going to name the song like correct or something. Just to
I think that all the issues. You just go with right, you know, wrong and right. Just that's it.
I need you in my management. So I am a singer-songwriter from Sterling, Alaska. My family is a really successful dog mushing family from Alaska. My grandfather Dan actually ran in the first Iditarod, which is the longest sled dog race in the world. My dad has won it. My brother has won it. They've actually both won it multiple times. And so I grew up as a dog musher, and I won the junior Iditarod several times, or two times. And I just always thought that that's what I was going to do when I grew up. And when I turned 11, I started taking voice lessons. I have mushing, which is, you know, completely set up and everything is, you know, kind of the path is cleared for me, or music, where I know absolutely nothing. And obviously I chose music, so here I am.
So, dog mushing, you know, I've seen a few movies, 8 Below and stuff like that. I kind of have that impression right now about you going, like, freaking to Antarctica and everything. So, yeah, that's cool. So Conway, tell us about this wonderful song that you wrote called Wrong. It's a right song called Wrong. So tell us all about your right song.
Wrong is a song that I wrote, obviously. And I was actually, I had lots of influences when I was writing it. And one of the main ones, which you'd never know, was actually Eminem's Slim Shady.
You know what? I can see the resemblance with the face,
pretty,
now.
Which is pretty gangster, right? So that's as gangster as I can get. I guess you can copy other artists as long as your copies look nothing like their work.
Okay. So, I'm going to make a jingle of those same words and keep playing it. That you copied Eminem. Go on, Conway. Sorry, man. Go on.
On Wikipedia, my page is just going to read, you know, Conway was a very promising up-and-coming musician, and then the last sentence is just going to be, and then he had an interview with Oliver Sharp.
And that was the end!
Party. sweet. It's so lovely, so nice, so charming, so creative. Just, I'm sure you understood what I'm talking about.
The second part of our interview with the wonderful Conway CV, aka Dog Musher from Alaska. All right, so we're getting into our rapid fire questions. Conway, you ready?
I am ready. I think I'm ready.
All right, here we go. This is the make it or break it for you now, so you better concentrate. All right, here we go. When did you first start singing?
When did I first start singing? When I was 11, I started taking voice lessons in Anchorage.
Did your family encourage you?
They did encourage me. They were actually very encouraging because it was something different than what the rest of the family was doing. They perhaps didn't really know how to support it, but they did the absolute best they could, and they ended up being my absolute biggest supporters.
Excellent. Who else in your family sings?
I'll text you the real answer later, but they're listening.
Who else in your family sings? I know they're not professional musicians, but is there a musical gene in there?
Yeah, my dad sings, and he's actually not too bad, so I think that's where the gene came from.
Oh, good stuff. Again, who are your musical inspirations?
My musical inspirations are Ed Sheeran, Maroon 5, Gavin DeGraw, Train, and Oliver Sean.
That's it! This is the best interview ever! Okay, what kind of music do you listen to today? I know you do. What I mean by that question is, do you listen to music that is different from what you make?
I do listen to, I guess you'd say, a wider range of music than what I make, just because if I played everything that I listen to, nobody would know what I was. I'd be like a jukebox. Okay. So the genres that I listen to that I don't necessarily play as much are like older rock and soul. So I love the Eagles and Marvin Gaye and like all that old stuff.
Oh,
like
great stuff.
And then I also listen to like a little more hip hop, you know, like Travis McCoy, B.O.B., that kind of thing.
Good stuff, man. And if we were to find your MP3 player, well, nobody has an MP3 player anymore. If you were to find your iPhone, what's the most embarrassing song that we'd find there?
probably Boyfriend by Justin Bieber.
Oh, Jesus, I was hoping you'd say that. Yes! Where would you most like to perform?
Where would I most like to perform?
Yeah.
I would love to play at Rock in Rio. That would be absolutely amazing.
Super.
I would love to play at Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
And those are my two main ones.
Okay, you know, with the quality of the music you're making right now and you know how catchy the stuff is, I don't see that being an impossible dream. That's probably going to come true very soon for you. And who would you most like to open for?
Oh my goodness, I would love to open for either Ed Sheeran or Maroon 5.
Okay, super. And if you weren't singing, and if you were not a dog musher, what would you be doing?
Oh, well, if I had to pick something outside of the music career, like, completely, because I'd love to be, if I wasn't singing, I'd love to play guitar or be a record producer or something like that. But okay. If it was outside of that completely, I'd probably be a snowboarder.
A snowboarder, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, you gotta come down to the UK. I'll take you to Switzerland. I've got loads of friends and fans there. You know, it'd be perfect.
What?
Yeah, you could do a couple of gigs and then we could go snowboarding.
I love it.
Yeah, I just got back from Switzerland and I don't snowboard, but I like to go there to watch the girls do it. See, so it's perfect.
You know, that's what I do actually. I take the lift up.
You know
and
what?
Then I just kind of. I strap my board on, but then, okay. And then I just take the lift back down.
Awesome.
You know you can do that?
We could do that. We could so do that, man.
The girls take you a lot more seriously at the top of the mountain than the bottom, I'm telling you.
Exactly. Exactly. Man, yeah. This is the guy I need to go partying with. Okay. Okay. Do you play any instruments aside from the guitar?
I play piano a little bit, and okay. I play drums, but no, mostly just to annoy my family.
Okay. And if you could dabble in another genre of music, what would it be?
Another genre? Oh my goodness. Hip hop would be pretty awesome.
Okay.
Or like just straight up like funk soul would be pretty awesome too. I'd love to do that.
See, when I listen to your music, I can see you.
I'd love to be able to sing like Steven Tyler.
Like Steven Tyler?
Sing what I'm on.
Oh man!
The really hype. I'm not even gonna do it now because it's 6 in the morning here. But yeah.
Come on, give it a try. Come on, we all want to hear it. Come on, give it a try. Okay, we lost half our fans, man. Bloody hell. We lost half the listeners here. Oh, man. Okay. So,
my new song called Rent.
Okay, is there any genre of music you just hate, that you can't listen to?
I'm going to make a lot of people mad here. Okay, I can't really stand metal, and I can't really stand classical.
Bad answer, man. We've got loads of artists signed to us who are metal acts and classical acts. They're going to hate you now. If you come on tour ever with us and there are these metal bands, they're going to be ready for you. You know what I mean?
Well, worse than that, my band members are both metal. Oh, metal man.
God. You're in so much trouble,
so
man.
Me up.
All right, bro. So are there any hidden talents that you have? It won't be hidden after this, but is there any hidden talent you would like to tell us about?
Hidden talents. I can envision things. Like right now, I envision Ross Noble talking.
Oh, instead of bull.
You. You know, the thing is, if I'm an entrepreneur, so if I had hidden talents, I'd probably exploit them for money. So
oh, okay.
There's none that I know of.
Okay, good answer. So, Conway, what else can we expect from you in the future, man? What's coming up? Is there a new album coming up? Is there a new video coming up? Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I'm working on new projects right now. Actually, a new song I'm working on is called Need You. And that's basically what it's going to be. It's going to be more songs, more music, and then also more music videos.
Great.
And finally, I'm going to start touring a lot more in the U.S. here, out of Alaska and in the continental U.S. So
great.
That's kind of what I'm doing, playing music and making music and all that kind of stuff.
Our 8th annual WOA International Music Festival kicks off on the 29th of this month. And we have loads of artists coming in from America and from South America and Australia and stuff like that. So hopefully we're gonna have you on that tour in a couple of years or maybe next year, you know. So you gotta keep that on your diary. Hopefully you can make it there.
Yeah,
super.
That would be really great. And you guys have my email and stuff, so we can be in communication.
Excellent.
And then also, let's just hit me up and let me know when we're gonna do that snowboarding trip.
Oh, we gotta do that, man. That is the first thing. That's the first thing I'm gonna do when I come back. I'm gonna email you and say, Conway, get your ass here. Let's go to Switzerland, you know. Okay, do you want to say anything to your fans? You want to leave them with a message?
I just want to say thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you listen to Oliver Sean every day or every week or how often you do this, because he's awesome. And find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ConwayCB.
Thanks, brother. All right, Conway, it was great having you on the show, and hope to have you back on the show soon, as soon as you have a new single out.
Yay! All right, I'll be talking to you soon, man.
All right, and best of luck with everything, man.
Thank you so much.
See ya, bye.
Yep, bye.
Choose a moment and that would be it. I'd step out from between the lines to ride on top of them. Oh, these moments now, they give me a shiver. Oh, these moments now, they are not enough. I'm not an either, oh no, no, I'm not an all. I'm at 40 seconds by 7:16, waiting in between. I'm not an either, oh no, no, I'm not a no. I'm at 40 seconds by 7:16, waiting in between. Somewhere in between, looks like I'll be somewhere in between. To hear an unheard whisper in the shadow of a curtain, at the turn of a page, on the way from out to ear an unheard whisper. Oh no, no, I'm not an either, I'm not an all. I'm at 40 seconds by 7:16, waiting in between. I'm not an either, oh no, no, I'm not an all. I'm at 40 seconds by 7:16, waiting in between. Somewhere in between,